Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterow Show. And we're going to be hearing a clip here in a minute about McCain. Tokyo Rose McCain. It's a terrible thing to say, but I have sympathy for his family, but for him, he is evil. He was a liar. He committed treason. And I'm going to get into more of that here, and but we're going to hear a recording that he made while he was a prisoner. And you wonder why the vets that were over there called him Songbird. He did much worse. But as soon as they get this clip, I just had to send it down to them. Okay, well, let's go ahead and try the clip. Let's go ahead and get how much ever we can get it in.
Lieutenant Commander John McCain was shot down over Hanoi on October 26, 1967. He was flying his 23rd bombing mission over communist North Vietnam. His Skyhawk bomber was struck by a missile. Lieutenant Commander McCain fractured both arms and a leg, ejecting from the aircraft. After parachuting into a lake, he was pulled ashore by the North Vietnamese. He said they crushed his shoulder with a rifle butt and bayoneted him. He was transported to Hanoi's main prison, nicknamed Hanoi Hilton. According to Mr. McCain's biography, his North Vietnamese captors refused to treat his injuries. He was beaten and interrogated. Upon discovering that his father was a U.S. Navy admiral, the North Vietnamese finally gave him marginal medical care during 6 weeks in a hospital. Later, he was sent to a POW camp on the outskirts of Hanoi and placed in a cell with two other American POWs. In March 1968, McCain was placed in solitary confinement for 2 years. The North Vietnamese offered McCain early release because they wanted to use it for propaganda purposes. He turned down the offer and told his captors that he would only accept the offer on the condition that all other American POWs were released too. Mr. McCain said the North Vietnamese started in mid-1968 a campaign of severe torture that included beatings every 2 hours. He was a prisoner of war for 5.5 years. He was released on March 14, 1973. McCain returned to the USA as a war hero. One of the most memorable photographs from that era was McCain walking on crutches to meet President Richard Nixon. After moving to Arizona in the late 1970s, John McCain won the support of powerful businessmen such as Charles Keating Jr. and Fife Symington III, who encouraged him to run for the U.S. Congress. McCain won a congressional seat in 1982, despite being a newcomer to the state. He was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1986. Because of his war hero status, John McCain has been politically untouchable in Arizona and nationally. That may change. True News has obtained the original recording of a radio broadcast by Lieutenant Commander John McCain while held as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam. The recording has never been heard by the American people. In the recording, Lieutenant Commander McCain confessed to being guilty of crimes against the Vietnamese people by bombing their cities, towns, and villages and killing civilians. He also commended the communists for the excellent medical care they gave him after he was shot down over Hanoi. He expressed his deep gratitude to the North Vietnamese communist regime for caring for him. The audio confession was recorded and broadcast on North Vietnamese radio as propaganda to demoralize American troops in South Vietnam. The audio confession was recorded on June 2nd, 1969. I repeat, this audio recording has never been heard by the American people. You are hearing it for the first time on True News. Here is the never-heard-before audio of John McCain confessing that he was a war criminal and thanking his communist captors for their medical treatment of his war injuries.
To the Vietnamese people and the government of the DRVN, from John Sidney McCain, 624787, Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy, born 29 August 1936, Panama, home state, Lyon. Shot down 26 October 1967, A4E aircraft. I, as a U.S. airman, am guilty of crimes against the Vietnamese country and people. I have bombed their cities, towns, and villages and caused many injuries, even death, to the people of Vietnam. I was captured in the capital city of Hanoi while attacking it. After I was captured, I was taken to the hospital in Hanoi, where I received very good medical treatment. I was given an operation on my leg, which allowed me to walk again, and a cast on my right arm, which was badly broken in three places. The doctors were very good, and they knew a great deal about the practice of medicine. I remained in the hospital for some time and regained much of my health and strength. Since I arrived in the camp of detention, I have received humane and lenient treatment. I received discharge treatment and food, even though I came here as an aggressor, and the people who I injured have much difficulty in their living standards. I wish to express my deep gratitude for my kind treatment, and I will never forget this kindness extended to me.
And again, that is an audio recording of John McCain as a prisoner of war. That recording was broadcast on North Vietnamese radio in the late 1960s to demoralize American troops in Vietnam. This recording has never been heard by the American people. The investigative journalist who brought this audio to True News is in the studio right now with Doc Burkhardt and Edward Zoll and myself. His name is Charles Johnson. He is the founder of WeSearchR.com and GotNews.com. Charles, welcome to True News.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Charles, I know right now that the True News audience is in a state of shock by what they just heard. What we just heard was the voice of John McCain in a broadcast on North Vietnamese Communist Radio in the late 60s, confessing that he was a war criminal and praising the North Vietnamese communists for the excellent care they had given him. And I know our audience is shaking their heads in disbelief, wondering, Is this for real? How do we know this is John McCain? Charles, you convinced me and the True News staff that this is an authentic recording. And we decided to release it tonight. That's why this program is being released somewhat late in the day. Because we had a lot of discussions today about whether to release this audio. I mean, my gosh, we're talking about John McCain.
Right.
And for me, this has been a very difficult choice to make, a very difficult decision to make. Do we release this audio? Why are you certain that this audio is authentic, that this is the voice of John McCain?
We obtained the audio recording from the National Archives. It is
the National Archives in Washington, D.C.?
Correct. And it was actually mislabeled it was there.
You're telling me that the National Archives of the United States of America had a recording of John McCain on North Vietnamese radio?
That's right. And what's more is that this broadcast comes from the Foreign Broadcast Information Service, which was a branch.
That was the CIA.
It was a branch of the CIA.
They monitored all shortwave radio.
That's right. And so
they were out of Panama for a long time.
I think so. That's right. Yeah. And so for a very long time, there had been a number of U.S. servicemen who had claimed that they had heard John McCain essentially being doing a Tokyo Rose style betrayal of his country. And these servicemen were more or less ignored. They were marginalized. And they were sort of cast aside as kooks and cranks. And so I had known that this audio was out there. And so about 6 or 7 months ago at Got News, we put up a bounty to anyone who could go and prove it. And we did this in the context of investigating and vetting John McCain more fully. John McCain has a history of being on sort of the wrong side of a lot of military conflicts, notably, and most recently, the Syria conflict, in which he hired a woman who lied about having a PhD and who was being paid by the Syrian rebels, Elizabeth Obagi, to advise him on foreign policy-related issues. He still works in his office.
He also gets his photograph taken with the wrong people in a war, like ISIS jihadists.
That's right, and Elizabeth Obagi is the woman who introduced John McCain to those ISIS-supported rebels.
And then he also showed up in Ukraine, in Kiev, and encouraged the people of Ukraine to overthrow the elected government.
That's right. And he's also pictured in Ukraine with Obagi. And so I first encountered Ms. Obagi when I was reporting about how she had a history of fabricating a PhD, and she was connected to the neoconservative think tank, the Institute for the Study of War. And so I had heard all these rumors for many years of John McCain, you know, as a songbird. There was a long kind of history of this. And I, you know, wanted to do something about it. I wanted to go. And what was interesting was I had heard for a long time in the researcher community that this material was out there. There was interviews that John McCain had done in French or for a French broadcast. There were interviews he'd done with other kind of communist outlets. And it was never sort of disclosed to the larger public. And I think it's important for people to understand this. This is, you know, this is a breach of, you know, the U.S. military code of conduct. This is a form of treason. And this is not, you know, a lot of people are of the view this could have been made under duress. John McCain gave other interviews, such as to a Cuban Journalist Association propaganda operation called Granma. We have, and I've sent over to Edward. And
I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
What was this interview?
This was another interview he did. It was a very matter-of-fact describing his treatment while
he gave this interview while he was a POW?
Correct.
To the Cuban news agency?
Correct. Yeah. So
Is this an audio or
this is a print recording one, and I've sent it over to it's been translated to Edward.
We have the translation?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it right now, Edward? How long is it?
It's probably about 15-minute read or so.
Oh, okay. We're not, well. Yeah, we can't read
maybe
the whole thing.
We'll do another story.
All right, but
well, there you have it. And in case you didn't understand the text, I'm going to read it. Because there's much more. I don't know if we have time to complete it. If we don't, we'll get it done the next time. It says right here, this was from John Sidney McCain, 624-787, Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy, born 29 August 1936, Panama, home state Oregon, shot down 26 October 1967, A-4E aircraft. I, as a U.S. airman, am guilty of crimes against the Vietnamese country and people. I bombed their cities, towns, and villages and caused many injuries, even deaths, for the people of Vietnam. I was captured in the capital city of Hanoi while attacking it. After I was captured, I was taken to the hospital in Hanoi, where I received very good medical treatment, and I was given an operation on my leg, which allowed me to walk again, and a cast on my right arm, which was badly broken in three places. The doctors were very good, and they knew a great deal about the practice of medicine. I remained in the hospital for some time and regained much of my health and strength. Since I arrived in the camp of detention, I received humane and lenient treatment. I received this kind of treatment and food even though I came here as an aggressor, and the people who I injured have much difficulty in their living standards. I wish to express my deep gratitude for their kind treatment. I will never forget this kindness extended to me. That is what Mr. McCain, which is a treasonous statement. Now, had he have said, I was broken, and I did this under duress? No. That's not McCain. He's a liar. He's committed treason. Because he hid it all. He used the war record. I never broke. And then we wonder why the veterans that were over there called him Songbird. But, of course, they were all discredited. Fooks. Crazies. Truth has an amazing way of eventually surfacing. Now, this is the man that they want to name a building after in D.C. Of course, it's the Democrats that want to do it. That'll tell you enough right there. That's just the beginning of what this guy did. You ever hear of the Forrestal aircraft carrier? I'll bet not. Wonder why we haven't heard about all the great things that he did on that. He wet started a jet as a joke. 135 sailors died because of his joke. And he didn't even stay on above to help fight the fires and the bombs and all the stuff that went off. And of course, his daddy happened to be an admiral. So therefore, we cover it all up. They had to get him off of the aircraft carrier. He ended up going serving on another aircraft carrier because they were going to throw him off of the Fantail. I wonder why. This is the McCain that we don't hear about. The real stuff of McCain. This man was a liar. He committed treason. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And I want to read a little more about this McCain. This man was evil. He was an evil, angry, treasonous, angry old man. And I'm going to say, I'm glad he's dead. I have sympathy, like, for his family, absolutely. But this man was evil. He was instrumental in 134 people dying. 134 people. Here's another report where they did an investigation on this thing. A camera on the deck recorded images showing that the Zuni rocket struck White's plane. The Navy report later attributed the dropped bomb to White's plane, although the film footage does not seem to establish this definitely. However, McCain has said many times that the Zuni rocket caused the bomb, two bombs in McCain's version, to fall from his own aircraft. Some of those who were on the Forrestal and other persons familiar with the ordnance told me that because the rocket did not hit McCain's aircraft, only actions by the pilot could have caused any bomb to fall from McCain's Skyhawk. These sources, who spoke under condition that they not be publicly identified, agreed with each other that if any bomb fell from McCain's airplane, it was because of the actions he took either in air or panic upon seeing the fire on the deck or in his hasty exit from the airplane. Two switches in the cockpit of the Skyhawk need to be thrown to drop such a bomb, according to the sources. Whatever the circumstances of the fire's origin, McCain did not stay on the deck to help fight the blaze, as the men around him did. With the firefighting crew virtually wiped out, men untrained in fighting fires had to pick up the fire hoses, rescue the wounded, and frantically throw bombs and even planes over the ship's side to prevent further tragedy. McCain left them behind and went down to the hangar bay level, where he briefly helped crew members heave some bombs overboard. After that, he went to the pilot's ready room and watched the fire on the television monitor hooked up to a camera trained on the deck. McCain has never been asked to explain why he claimed the Zuni rocket struck his plane. If a bomb or bomb subsequently fell from McCain's plane, as he said, he has said, it seems strongly to suggest pilot error. Or if a bomb or bombs did not fall from his plane, it suggests rash disregard for important facts in his accounts of the accident. There is plenty more about this story that raises questions about McCain's truthfulness and judgment. In the first hours after the fire, he apparently did not claim to have been injured. New York Times reporter R.W. Apple, who helicoptered out of the ship the day to the tragedy, sought out McCain and the son and grandson of two noted admirals, hoo-ha, never mentioning him because being wounded, although he reported on him more than any other crew member. This would be an odd omission on Apple's part if McCain indeed had been wounded, given the service wounds are usually highlighted in such reports during wartime. McCain's own father, after seeing his son several weeks later, sent a letter to relatives and friends about the fire, saying, "Happily for all of us, he, John, came through without a scratch." A week after the fire, McCain made a statement which he said that he was on the hangar deck. He noticed he had a wound on his knee and small shrapnel cuts on his thigh and shoulder. He was not treated in sick bay, however, and he tells a story of "In Faith of My Fathers" that seems to be a variance of the facts. He writes that he went to sick bay to have his wounds treated, but when he got there, a kid who was anonymous to me because of the fire had burned off all of his identifying features further down here. Ask him if another pilot of the squadron was okay. When McCain replied he was, the kid said, thank God, and died before McCain's eyes. McCain said that experience left him unable to keep my composure, and that this is why he left sick bay without being treated. Gary in Massachusetts, question, comment?
Well, I just want to tell you that, you know, in searching the history of Mr. McCain, you know, I'll just say this, okay? It's really important to understand the, you know, the influence that he tried to have in Russia, okay? And people fail to recognize that, you know, Russia had a proven referendum, okay? And the plebiscite was completed
Hold on. We got to interrupt here. We got to go pay some bills. And we'll just hold on. We'll finish up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here. And go ahead. We had to interrupt. You might want to start at the beginning here so we can follow through.
Sure. My name is Gary, and I'm a citizen here in the state of Massachusetts. And, you know, there's a few things that I think that, you know, regardless of McCain's military history, and I'm sure, you know, the fact that he was a war hero, so they say, you know, that's what probably got him elected. But let me just share with you a few facts that I think John McCain was ignorant to, and I think it's something that needs to be really addressed, okay? And people need to understand that Russia had a proven referendum, okay? And the plebiscite was completed after the coup was found in the backyard that a particular U.S. Senator, John McCain, was patting on the back, okay, in Ukraine. Now, Crimea... Okay, the Autonomous Republic of Crimea voted 96.77% with over 83% voter turnout, voted to be integrated into the Russian Federation. Okay, the Ukraine owed how much for gas to the Russian Federation? Okay, so they wanted to cry out to the EU and get themselves under the umbrella of the EU. Look, I hate communism. Okay, I don't believe in it as a government. But no one has to follow an illegitimate government. What took place in 1991 and 1994 were referendums for a greater Crimean autonomy with the Ukraine. Okay, it's called the Autonomous Republic of Crimea. Okay, and 2014 was a coup. And that was in November of 2014. And who do you think showed up, okay, just before... Okay, their president at the time was to be shot at and fled to Russia, John McCain. Okay, so not only was he a dangerous senator, okay, but he also failed to recognize, okay, the situation right here in the U.S. Okay, now we like to, you know, people like to say that, you know, oh, the Ukrainians were under the thumb of the Russian government. Okay, well, what John McCain failed to recognize, okay, is that the American people are under the thumb of the Federal Reserve Bank, the IRS, and all of the other corporate collection agencies that were established after the Libra Code was put into place after the Civil War, okay, or just as the South seceded the Union. Okay, so we've been living in slavery, okay? We've been under the thumb, and we failed to acknowledge our true American liberties, okay? And senators like John McCain failed to even address it in the least degree, okay? And the last time I ever heard about our true American liberties addressed, okay, was from Ronald Reagan in his bid for governor of California, okay? So I really think it's essential to understand that some of these senators are ignorant and they're dangerous, okay, and I really don't think John McCain deserved his position.
Well, I'm going to disagree with that. That SOB was not ignorant. He knew exactly what he was doing.
That
he
could
is
be
a
true.
Liar of the highest degree, and he committed acts of treason, and he lied about it and continued to lie about it. And he used his, quote, great war record to get elected and to keep his butt in there. And he lied and covered it up.
Well, that unfortunately is the estate of many a senator today. Okay, and I should hope and sincerely hope that we do our best here in the state of Massachusetts and throughout every state of this beloved republic to elect the proper people to make sure that our rights, number one, okay, are taken care of, okay, and to butt out, okay, of other people's indebtedness and if anything, okay, help them develop the American way of economics and trade, okay, just like we did with Bismarck in early Germany, okay, he developed, he saw what the U.S. did, okay, after the Civil War and how quickly we recovered, even
well,
though it was...
Well, I'm going to stop you right there because the bottom line is,
yeah, sure.
The bottom line is McCain was a liar and he committed treason and he covered it
right.
up.
Right, that's
and
right.
He's
and
just like Hillary.
That's right.
He's like Obama. There's no forgiveness for these people. They continue to be. There is nothing to be gained from a lie.
No. No, there isn't.
And
no,
so, therefore, why are these people supporting liars? And they make them heroes. These people are pure evil.
Again,
their minds, their eyes, and their ears are closed. And as far as I am concerned, they can go to H-E-double-L. I have no respect for them. I will do nothing for them because they are out to destroy our culture, our republic, and our Constitution. And that is a fact.
Well, I agree. And until we come to the point where we truly recognize what our American freedoms are, okay.
Well, that's why I'm doing this show here. And I've got some more stuff. But I appreciate your opinion.
Let's be aware. Eyes wide open, eh?
Yeah. Fred in Michigan, you got a question or comment?
Hey there, Ralph.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing the subject matter up. I got like 4 points. John and St. McCaniac was cited by a fellow named Adams. You may know of this fellow, who did a documentary entitled Missing Presumed Dead.
No, I'm not, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I think it was his brother and maybe, I don't know, his dad, maybe an uncle. They're all POWMIAs from his either Korea or Vietnam. And he ultimately determined that he and several veteran friends followed the paper trail and ultimately connected Senator John Cohen Kerry from Massachusetts. And John and St. McCaniac, bosom buddies, criminals in arms to subvert any authoritative disclosure of the facts on the POW/MIA debacle.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. I've seen some of that. They did not want that out, what was really going on.
That's right. There were slave labor camps over there. Henry the Boer Kissinger and his cadre, and by the way, Richard Nixon was going after the satanic Talmudic Jews in the IRS. Because they were protecting big time satanic Talmudic Jew billionaires who were getting off scot free of paying any kind of taxes, and Nixon thought that was very treasonous and unpatriotic, so he decided to go after the IRS Talmudic Jews, and unfortunately, that's a major threat to all of us. The Israeli robbery squad has now been very well delineated.
You're covering here is a whole bunch of different subjects, but let's stay basically on the idea of McCain here. That's the subject we're talking about, and the bottom line is he knowingly did not want the POWs to come home. There were many of them left behind for various reasons. He is a liar. He is a traitor. And he used his, quote, war hero. The thing that really pisses me off to the nth degree is when you claim to be something of a hero when you were working with the other side to save your butt. Now, I can, if he'd have come clean and said, yeah, I broke, people break. But he didn't do that.
Yep.
He lied about it.
Here's the other thing. Ralph, another thing. February of 2014, there was a $6 billion coup d'etat in Kiev, Ukraine. And John and St. McCaniac was a part of that through the State Department. Victoria Nudelman Newland and Jeffrey Pyatt of the State Department, their covert communication was intercepted. A telephone conversation, and they gleefully were celebrating that very action, the $6 billion coup d'etat in Ukraine 2014. And I subsequently learned that the State Department authorizes all of the CIA's activities. So they're working hand in glove, and who do you suppose controls the CIA and the State Department? Here is what Henry Mackow, in a feature article a few years ago, cited from the chief Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi, Levi Semtov, who stated in this article, is Shabbat a criminal, racist, terrorist organization? And this guy, Levi Semtov, head rabbi, Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi, Washington, D.C., brags about having all the names, addresses, phone numbers of everyone in Congress, all the way to the janitorial staff. And we know that AIPAC and these other Talmudic Jew organizations, they brag about, look, all you got to do is look at a YouTube called Trump is the Swamp. It's not a direct condemnation of Trump. It's the entities that surround him. It's called Trump is the Swamp, Trump's Elite Jewish Mafia. He's surrounded by these satanic Talmudic swine scum.
I understand that. I don't want to get off any more than that. I agree with what you're saying, but I want to stay on the subject that I'm in, that we're talking about. Basically, is I understand the influence of the Jews and all of that of what's going on, but I want to get back to stay on the thing of McCain here today, and then I'm going to get back into the IRS here in the next hour, because I do not want to have McCain go down as a war hero. This guy was evil, and people need to hear the real truth. They can validate it. This man was evil against our republic, and he is, I'm sure you're aware of, he was part of this Russian dossier, this fake dossier. He was part of that problem. He gave that up. He was part of giving that to the government, quote, government, if we can call it, the FBI and the CIA, which is deep state. And even more, he said, oh, I'm so against Obamacare. When we finally get a president that gets a vote up, what does he do? He torpedoes it because he's a liar. He's like our Murkowski up here. She was, oh, I am so against Obamacare when we finally get a president that will sign it. And what does she do? Oh, I can't vote against Obamacare. These are liars. They're liars. There is nothing to be gained from a liar except they send him, as far as I'm concerned, send him straight to hell. Okay? Anyways, why are people so forgetful of liars? We honor these people. We're afraid to speak the truth in today's world because, oh, we'll be, somebody will pick on me. I won't be part of the crowd. Well, I think if you read the Bible, when you stand up for the truth, you will be ostracized, because the truth is a powerful thing. Nobody wants to hear it, basically. We want to hear all of the lies from the principalities of evil. It's John 3:34 or somewhere along in there. The father of all lies is the devil. There is nothing to be gained from a liar. Why would you listen to anybody with a liar? Obama told, oh, you can keep your health care and you can do all that 30-some times, and it never happened. And he said, people love him. Hillary, she is a certified freaking treasonous liar. And the people support her. And she's tied into the Lolita Express and Bill Clinton and going after these underage children, pedophiles. I know two women that were molested when they were young, and they've never gotten over it. They're adults. That is one of the most heinous crimes that there is to do anything to a child. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one cure, and it's called lead poisoning. You do not pick on children. We had one up here in Anchorage. I think she was under, I think, a year and a half or something, a little girl. what in the holy hell is sexual about a little girl that young? These people are not sick. They're pure evil. They're antichrist. They're possessed by demons, or they're evil. I don't know. Shape changers? I don't know. But there's no place for them in this world. You can't fix them. I don't want to fix them. I want to expunge them. That's all you can do to them. That's one thing that Trump, or that Sessions is doing, is he's getting rid of a lot of pedophiles behind the scenes. I think Sessions has got to go. I got a really a good friend that thinks that him and they're working behind the scenes, and we're going to see these indictments. I think it's coming. Our deep state, our republic has been overthrown. I can prove it now. That's a scary thought. People don't even know who they are. They have no idea who they are. They don't know their citizenship. If you do not know your citizenship, imagine if the Israelis, when they were in Egypt, said, oh, I'm an Egyptian. We said, oh, wait a minute. That can't be. Can it? No. We have this thing over here. We're afraid to stand for the truth because we won't be accepted by all of these other people. Social media, social rights. There is no such thing as social rights. Social rights is what they're using. And look at South Africa now. Where is all the uprising? Trump finally, he come out against it. Zimbabwe, what'd they do? The blacks, which have never had a nation in the whole world, civilization, they took over from the whites, the farmers that were working. What'd they do? They didn't work it. They sold the stuff off and ate, drink, and be merry. It's not an indictment against all blacks. It's an indictment about you cannot have this social right nonsense. He who works. That's why you should see the movie Death of a Nation, the fascist. Our Franklin Delano Roosevelt is and was a fascist. Him and Mussolini were the best bosom buddies. Because they combine nationalism with socialism, and they call it fascism. You look at the Germany platform, it matches almost identical to the Democratic platform. They want a total national government. You owe allegiance to the government. All rights come from the government. No, they don't. Back in a minute.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, we're back here. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II. Coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterroad Show. I will not pay homage to McCain. That man committed acts of treason. He killed 134 sailors on the Forrestal aircraft carrier. They had to put him onto another aircraft carrier. Wonder why that was. He lied. He is a liar. He used his great hero. See, it wasn't so bad that he broke or whatever in Vietnam, because people break. I mean, I wouldn't hold that against anybody. Everybody has a breaking point. But he lied about it and said something different. And never admitted the truth. Never admitted the truth. And he used it. Oh, I'm a great war hero. And all of this has been hidden from the public. He's been supporting ISIS. He's been working against Trump, trying to bring our republic back. And we're supposed to honor this man? Oh, there's just all kinds of stuff going. Oh, he's a great hero. Right, and Obamacare, absolutely. That he voted against it. We could have repealed it. Oh, no! All of a sudden, when we get a president that says it's going to go away, oh, no, we can't do that. Just like Murkowski up here. These people are the lowest type of, they're antichrist. When you get to looking into their stuff, they vote against white Christians. They want to kill white Christians. There's a war on today against white Christians. I don't know what we did. Against all, everybody wants to kill white Christians today for some reason. I don't know why. There is a culture in the blacks. And it's not all blacks, because I know some good blacks. It isn't because you're black, it's because there's a culture in the blacks. Look at Chicago. They're killing each other. It's just like a self-cleaning oven. Well, let's give them more stuff to kill each other. Why is that Black Lives Matter? They're killing, blacks are killing blacks. And why? In a gun-controlled area, Democrats, because they're lying to them. They're using the fascist governments in these black-controlled cities. And the blacks haven't figured it out. They're, thank God, since Trump came in, there's a lot of blacks finally seeing the light. They've been lied to. They're being lied to. But the thing is, if you're in a black community and you stand up, they will ostracize you. Even these black rap stars that are coming out, a few that are actually got some balls and cojones, they come out and, oh, you can't do that. Why? Because I'm black. My color of my skin means I can't support our republic and being Christians. It's not about supporting white Christians. It's about supporting our republic and what we have as a culture. That, yeah, it was established by the white Christians. You damn right it was. So what's wrong with that? We're the greatest nation in the dang world that's ever had. Are we perfect? Not even close. But I'm telling you what, there's no place I want to go. And if you don't like it here, why in the H-E-double-L don't you get your butt out of here? All of these great movie stars. Oh, I'm going to leave. You haven't seen one of them leave yet, have you? NFL, go down on their knees. 70% of them are black. We need diversity. I think we need to get rid of about probably 40% of the black players. Well, you like diversity. I'm all for doing this. See, I like to turn this stuff around. Y'all preach this crap. Let's do it. No, they won't do that. Why are they on their knees? Most of them are so damn stupid they can't even figure out why they're on their knees. Back in a minute. I'm pissed.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.